Blog Talk Radio.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her sister. And she told that old sister, "Sister, you're in so much pain. Why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, and she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let the
turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when times in life get hard, that's when you wanna fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff.
About those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image," that day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear. I can hear them say,
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Church of Christ at Redan Road, located in Lithonia, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Happy Friday, everyone. Thank you for joining our call. Good morning, Danielle, and good morning to you. Thanks for sharing part of your day with us this morning. And we pray for the families of gun violence. Every time we turn on our TV, you know, each week it seems like something is happening at a workplace or school or church, and now schools are out, but they're having summer school. But for some people, it's not even safe to live in their homes, or it's not safe to walk down the street that they live on. So all these senseless things continue to happen, and we know they will. We have to keep our antennas up and our eyes up as we walk along this path on earth, but we will certainly be praying for the families that have been affected from gun violence. So today I want you to think about just the morning when you, if you've been outside yet, you know, the birds and the animals don't really know where their next meal is coming from, but our Creator provides, and He provides plenty. If you just look around and you just stop for a minute and listen, you know, you see all these animals communicating with each other and they're talking. And I always say they're saying good morning and good things, because I used to tell the dogs they're saying good morning to them. They know what good morning means when we tell them good morning. So just get in a good spirit of the morning. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the pleasures of what God has provided for us. So today we're talking about the body. We talked about the mind last week, and it's all connected. And I'd like to lead with a question. Are we the body of Christ? Are we the body of Christ? And we're going to read some scriptures and talk a little bit about this. The first scripture is 1 Corinthians 15 and 44. It says, it is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There's a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So we work with this body that we are carrying around, and we also have a spiritual body. And that's where the Holy Spirit should exist in our body and our lives. And our mind can influence what our body does. So that's why we were talking about the mind last week and how it can influence the body, which in turn influences the spirit. It's all connected. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 38, it says, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. So if every seed has his own body, what does a seed need in order to grow? I want you to think about that. What does a seed need in order to grow? It needs water, it needs sunlight, the right environment, and the conditions necessary for it to become what it's supposed to be. And if each of us are seeds, we have to read scripture, we have to read the Bible, we have to develop an understanding of God's word and what it means to us in our lives, and to take it and apply it personally to each and one of our individual lives. And we're talking about the body today, and when we look at 1 Corinthians, you can read a lot of verses there. We're going to hit several of them. 1 Corinthians 12 and 12 tells us, for as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also in Christ. And we're going to talk about that a little bit further and drive down a little deeply later on. But if we look at 2 Corinthians 12 and 3, it says, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I could not tell, but God knoweth. Do you think God knows when we are conducting business or conducting things outside of the body? We're talking about the body of Christ, but our body, of course. When we are having conversations out of the body, do we think that God realizes that we're having conversations with people outside of our spiritual body that we should be communicating with? We're watching programs on television that take us outside of the body. So when you decide to travel somewhere, it can be a grocery store, it can be a sporting event, or to work. No matter if you're driving the car or you're a passenger in the car with someone else driving, or if you're riding a bus, you have to make a decision about what? Your body. You can't be half in and half out. That's not going to be a pretty situation when someone steps on the gas pedal. And what does the Bible say about being half in and half out? You're neither hot or cold. But in Revelation 3 and 16, it tells us, so then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So you can't be in the body of Christ and in the body of the world. You have to choose. 1 Corinthians 6 and 18 tells us to flee of fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. 2 Corinthians 4 and 10 tells us, always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be manifested in our body. We want the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus manifested in our body. And again, it starts with the mind. We have to get our minds right so our body can follow the teachings of Christ. When we look at Luke 11 and 34, it tells us the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. Remember that saying, be careful, little eyes, what you see? Many times we talk about the sun set in the evening and the afternoon, but sometimes we got to wake up and look into the morning sun. The sun has a way of sanitizing and cleansing and nourishing and providing hope, which springs eternal in our lives. You know, back in the 70s when I was growing up, I was born in 71, but this was around the time that we started getting more African-American cartoons and things on TV. And it was also the time that, you know, we had to go out and work in the garden in the morning. And back then, you know, you started having Fat Albert come on and the Brown Hornet kind of embedded within. And I just remember those days of Saturday mornings having to go out and work in the garden. You know, we kids just wanted to watch a little TV early on Saturday morning. It was a day off. We didn't have school. We didn't have to be at school or practice early in the earlier childhood days. But all of us had to go work in the garden. And I could just hear my parents say, you know, I could hear me saying, you know, I don't want to go work in the garden this morning. Fat Albert's on. And the Brown Hornet's on. And I could hear my grandparents and my parents say, well, just bring them with you. So many a days, Fat Albert and the Brown Hornet went into our gardens back there in Tennessee and helped us pick those vegetables. So 2 Corinthians 12 and 2 tells us, I knew a man above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. This is the verse we spoke about. And, you know, you think about people from time to time, and you can't tell whether they're in the body or out of the body. So what does that tell us about how people view us and how people look at us? People should be able to look at us and tell whether we're in the body of Christ or whether we're out of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 and 16 tells us, and if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not the body? So be careful, little ears, what you hear. Be careful what you're watching on TV and what you listen to, because it influences your mind. And for the husband and wives out there, in 1 Corinthians 7 and 4, the wife have not power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise, also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife. So the wife has some marital duties for the husband, and the husband has some marital duties for the wife. When the wedding vows are made, they always state that they should join together as one. So when we look further down in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians in chapter 12 and verse 27, it says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. So again, as we are individual bodies, collectively we represent the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 and 14 tells us, for the body is not one member, but many. Lord, here I am. Send me. I am ready at thy bidding. Here I am, Lord. Send me. You know, when we take communion, we quote from several scriptures, but there's one thing to keep in mind when reading 1 Corinthians 11 and 24. It says, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. When we break the bread on Sunday and we give it to all of our members individually, each of those pieces of bread represents the individual body of Christ, but collectively they all represent the body of Christ, and that's how we collectively represent the body of Christ. We're individual bodies, but collectively we represent the body of Christ. There was an old advertising slogan back, it was pretty recent. I remember hearing it a few years or so ago. Could have been 10 years, knowing my mind. But The campaign slogan had a call to action in it. And I remember it saying, is it in you? When we're talking about the Bible, we're asking, is Christ in you? Is he in you? What do people see when they look at you and me? In Romans 8 and 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Our closing scripture is Colossians 3 and 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which ye also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. That's our message for today. And hopefully that gives you some ideas about the body, how important it is, and how we should keep our bodies holy in God's name. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Father, thank you so much for our lesson today. Thank you for this beautiful day you've created for us. Thank you for keeping our minds healthy, our bodies healthy. We pray for the families and the victims of gun violence and some of the senseless killings that happen here in our world that we witness. We pray that you touch the heart of those families and of the people that are sick, that need help, and that need to understand that life is so precious and it could be taken away in a moment's notice, no matter where we are, where we reside. We pray, Lord, that some sensibility comes to humanity and our politicians and our leaders that are leading this country and this world. Lord, we're praying for the families on this call, that everyone is granted just a bit of thankfulness, where they're able to look inside at what you've done for us and just give that verbal thanks back to you mentally in our minds. Let's feed on that thankfulness that you've given us. You've given us a great mind and a great body. Let us use it all for your work. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.